The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, in what is our last episode of 2020, this crazy year called 2020, the year that most of us are probably pretty damn glad is going to be over. Yes, last episode right here. Thanks everybody tuning in on Sirius XM, Podcast One, Sports Byline. We've got people tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all over the world. Thank you guys. Can't forget our troops, American Forces Network, tuning in. Thank you guys. Holiday season, you guys are out. Keeping us safe and allowing guys like me to do radio on a weekly basis. Thank you guys for the continued support of the country, and thank you for everything you do. I know this is a tough time for you guys being home, away from family and friends and stuff over the holidays, and thank you guys, from the bottom of my heart. That being said, we're going to try and send this one off on a high note this week. It's been weird. Motorsports, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about in this first segment. And then after that, we're going to roll into a couple of interviews, some fun ones, shaking it up. Got my good friend Ashley Kidd. She's a pro wake surfer. Her brother actually races trophy trucks, but she's the best wake surfer in the world on the female side of things. She's been on the show. It's been quite a few years, but we're going to have her on, shake it up a bit, throw a wake surfer on air. Yeah, I know we're a motorsports show, but sometimes I like to shake it up, and that's what we're doing this week. And then our number two, for those of you that are fans of motorsport marketing, if you're a race car driver looking for sponsorship, if you're an influencer just looking to up your social media game, well, I got the guest for you. My good friend Natalie Torrance. Yes, she is social media manager to the stars of NHRA. She knows social media inside and out, motorsports marketing, PR, content. She is on the show for the entire hour number two. Great friend of mine, and looking forward to having her on here, spilling her knowledge. So going to be good, going to be fun. It's a fun show to wrap up this year. If you got any questions, hit me up at JimBeaver15. We got some time in this first segment. I will answer those questions and a whole lot more. So hang tight. It's going to be a great 2 hours right here on the show. And we're going to kick things off here with this first segment, and I'm going to chime in on a lot of motorsports news that's happening right now. So we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
All right, welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, hour number one. And yes, thank you guys. We just got done with a big esports event. We had our Fistful of Bourbon Pro 2 Showdown. Thanks to everybody that tuned in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. All of our channels are growing like crazy, man. But great race. Had Ron Capps, Chad Reed, Bilko. We had a bunch of guys in there having a lot of fun, sliding, slamming, racing Pro 2s on the streets of Long Beach. Fun race, and you know, a lot of good times right before the holidays. Was a qualifier for our World Cup. Big news coming out of our World Cup. Going to be dropping those news sometime in the next week or two, hopefully. Yes, we got a lot cranking on our end on the esports front. But if you missed that race, worth going back, checking the broadcast out on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook. It's up there on the archives. Cool race, man. Really was. So main event was awesome. Yeah, go back and check it out. Worth the watch. Speaking of iRacing, use the coupon code PR-JimBeaver. That is going to get you a 50% discount over there at iRacing.com when you sign up for a new account. And once again, Fistful of Bourbon, big partners in the show, just re-up for another year. Going to be involved in the show, our esports stuff. And if you're looking for some bourbon, check them out. Definitely good stuff had by all over there. So, yes, we are back for 2021 with more radio. Been doing this for 10 years. So, 10th anniversary of the show next year. Who would ever thought we'd be around for 10 years? I certainly didn't, but glad we are. And glad you guys are still tuned in and you guys are listening. So, yeah, I don't know if there's any, you know, I'm open. You know, SiriusXM picked us up for a new day. Now we're actually on Saturdays and Sundays on SiriusXM. So, obviously, we got some listeners. We're doing something right. But, you know, every year we kind of, you know, assess things. And this has been a weird year. And I apologize for you listeners who tune in. I mean, this with a pandemic, motorsports, it has been a weird year to try and get interviews, to do a proper show, talk about what's going on in the racing industry. It's just, it's been tough. This, I can't say that 2020 has been our best stellar year for radio ever. Like, it just hasn't. I'll be honest with you. We've had some great guests, but it just hasn't been one of our best years yet. And I want to make 2021 and our 10th anniversary the best year yet. Bring, you know, and obviously we're going to have stellar guests, but, you know, from a content standpoint, hit me up. Let me know what you guys want to hear on the show. I am wide open. I love interviewing people. I love your suggestions. And, you know, we did that power ranking segment the last, year or two? And that was directly because of you guys. And, you know, Chris Leone and I had a hell of a lot of fun with it. That's going to come back. But, yeah, if you got any ideas, special segments, guests, reoccurring roles, anything you would like to hear more of, hit me up. Let me know. We will change. This has always been a fan-driven show. This isn't a Jim Beaver-driven show. This is a fan-driven show, and we always like to please our listeners. So squeaky wheel gets the grease. You want something on air? Boom. Hit us up. Let us know. So, yeah, lots of stuff coming out of off-road. Lots of news, rumors swirling about January, February. Man, we thought this whole pandemic thing was going to be over by the start of the year. Now it's lingering into the new year on the motorsports front. You know, obviously by now, if you're an off-road fan, you've heard about what happened with Snor kind of getting kicked out. We had the state and the gaming board threatened to pull a casino's license if they didn't cancel an event. And there's all kinds of stuff going on with that. From what I understand, the Arizona races are safe right now. I know Parker 425 is going on. Dave Cole's been very open saying King of the Hammers is 100% a go as of now. So, you know, one of the biggest races or two biggest races of the year to start off the year are definitely a go. But past that, I think all bets are off. Just got some rumor, or not some rumors, but some news. This one, I understand, kind of bummer because I like going in April, but it's going to get delayed till September, and September is just a slam-packed month. Long Beach Grand Prix, it is being delayed until September of next year. That one, you know, that one's going to be interesting. It's going to be the finale of the IndyCar series. It's going to be run in September. You know, weather should be pretty solid in Long Beach in September. I love that April event. It's kind of one of the big kickoffs to motorsports season. And especially with IndyCar, always one of the first couple of rounds on the calendar. And, you know, it's iconic. It's one of the big ones. Everybody wants a Long Beach Grand Prix win, former Formula One race. You know, IndyCar, it is one of their crown jewels. It's going to be run in September now. And I don't know. It's going to be that is definitely going to be interesting. Going to be the finale, though. And what a way to cap off an IndyCar season at Long Beach. So, yeah, that was one of the big news, bits of news coming out of the world of motorsport. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, I'm going to try and be out there on site. We got a lot of stuff cranking on our end. I got a new race car sitting in the shop I haven't even told you guys about. You're going to have to wait until after the start of the year to find out more information on that. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting year for me, for you, and for a lot of people. So, you know, especially the IndyCar community. But speaking of interesting, one of the things we haven't touched base on is, you know, Travis Pastrana took over Ken Block's Gymkhana job. That is right. Ken Block handing over the reins to the franchise to Travis Pastrana. And, you know I've talked with Ken, and he says, you know, the tough part about Gymkhana is we've done everything, right? And it makes it really, really tough because you've always got to innovate. You always got to take everything a step further. You always got to get it bigger, better. But, you know, you can't do exactly the same thing you did last time or people get bored with it. It's always got to be a step above. That's why, you know, FMX and X Games, every year at X Games, it was like, well, with any kind of action sports, it was like, man, what's next? What crazy stuff are they going to pull out in FMX? And, you know, and Pastrana and Deegan and those guys went to war, and every year they stepped it up. Well, Gymkhana's the same. Like, Ken Block has been forced, you know, for 10 years to continue to elevate, bring something new, crazier venues, crazier stunts. And finally, there comes a point where there's just not a lot left, right? And so you got to get another set of eyes on things. Insert Travis Pastrana. That is right. Mr. TP199 took over Ken Block's franchise. They filmed in his hometown there, Annapolis, Maryland. And, you know, I got to say, it's out there. It's on YouTube. It's doing very, very well. I mean, you know, it's anything done by Hoonigan and with the Gymkhana name is going to go viral. But, you know, it was one of those where Travis is just a different type of driver. Ken is very calculated. He's an assassin. He's a scientist. Ken sits back and he analyzes things and he looks at it and he does runs and he does tricks based on, you know, his calculations and stuff. And it can Ken drive? Absolutely. Got insane car control. He's very cerebral. He's very calculated in everything he does. Travis, on the flip side, is a wild man. Travis just shoots from the hip and goes, right? And that's not saying that Travis isn't a very, very good driver. I mean, he's phenomenal. He's I've said long time he's one of the best pure race car drivers in the entire world. You can throw him in anything from a rally car to an off-road truck to a dirt bike to you know, to a NASCAR. And Travis is fast. He's bad fast, right? He's very, very diverse. Phenomenal driver. Him and Sebastian Loeb, Robbie Gordon, I'd say Juan Montoya. There's a few that I would throw up on that pedestal as just pure great drivers, you know. So TP definitely in that, but he's a different type of driver. I mean, he's a stuntman, right? He's all for show. And I got to tell you, this video was very, very different than a lot of previous Gymkhanas. I loved it. And I'm not taking anything away from Ken's, because Ken, I love watching Ken's videos. But this was just a different type Gymkhana. And I think that, for me, was kind of cool to see a different take on it. You know, a completely different take on the same tried and true formula. And it really, I think, was very, very successful. And I'm kind of anxious to see, you know, as time goes on, how many views that totally gets. And I think it'll be right up there with some of Ken's best. And, you know, and truthfully, that being said, you know, the internet's a whole different place. You know, those social followings are bigger now. Their YouTube subscribers are bigger now. So this should be bigger, the biggest Gymkhana yet. But regardless, I have to say, Travis did a phenomenal job at doing this. And I got to tell you, he had a lot of weight on his shoulders. And I think Trav knows this. I mean, you know, if this was a failure, it would have directly been related to Travis, because Ken – You know, he hasn't had a failure in Gymkhana yet. And Travis, he's a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. But I got to tell you, he absolutely slammed it out of the park when it came to Gymkhana. So there was some crazy jumps there, some crazy stunts. Some stuff that you want to say sketchy at best and threading the needle. TP definitely did that in more than one instance in the new Gymkhana. So worth going over to the Hoonigan YouTube channel, checking it out. I mean, you know, it is definitely worth the 10-minute watch. You know, normally we would do a live watch on the show of those, but it's already been out for a week and a half. So I feel like, you know, when we can do that, like day of, it's kind of cool. But I've already watched it, too. And I like giving my first impressions on a video on those. But definitely go worth the watch. So we're going to take a short commercial break. My good friend Ashley Kidd, pro wake surfer, she's going to be up next right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
I'd like to welcome my next guest to the show this week, my good friend. I was actually looking, Ashley. By the way, it's Ashley Kidd on the line. I just jump right into things. But I was looking back. I was like, I think our first time we did an interview was back in like 2014, 2015, something like that. For some odd reason, in the back of my mind, I remember like you had 7,500 Instagram followers at the time. So we're talking way back, Ashley.
Yeah, that was a while back. I think at a competition in Arizona, you stopped by, and yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah, well,
definitely grown the Instagram since then.
Yeah, well, that was actually here in Parker because that's my hometown, and I remember at the time, like, you and I shared a lighting sponsor, and they helped you on the boat side, and then me on the racing side, and somehow we got connected through them or something, and pretty sure you probably won that contest, just like you pretty much win everything these days.
Well, thank you.
So,
yeah, I can't even remember.
Yeah, right. It's almost like me with racing. Like, I've done so many races and I do so many. Like, I was looking back at my career and I've done like a few hundred races at this point. And like with you and wake surf competitions, it's got to be the same. Like, somebody will bring something up and it's just like they all kind of got to blur together, right?
Exactly. They do. I'm like, gosh, what? I don't even remember what years I've won nationals or worlds anymore. I like have to sit down and think about it because I've been competing for so long. So it's just, it all blends together.
Yeah. And I tell everybody, and sometimes I'll forget to update it for like a year or two and then it gets hard. But I tell anybody that's a professional athlete or even if it's just getting started out, start logging like every last competition
yes.
you go to. It doesn't matter how small. Literally, just keep an ongoing list on your computer. And every time you do one, hey, I got 20th place at this. Hey, I got first at this. And
like, exactly.
Because 10, 15
Such a
years.
Good idea.
Yeah, 10, 15 years goes by and you forget everything, you know? And it's just like.
You do. Yeah. I actually have a list of all the events I've done on my website. And I know I hadn't updated it in a while. So I was having to like go back a year or two. And I was like, wow. I don't even remember which events they were, but yeah, that's such a good idea to just write it all down.
Yeah, that's it.
You would think you would remember those things, but it just blurs.
Yeah, which I guess when something does stick out and you do remember it, you know, it was like an epic moment, right? Because I know like there's
exactly.
got to be times in your career now, because what have you been doing this, like a decade now? I know, well, you've won like nine U.S.
Yeah.
titles, right? So what is about a decade or... what was it, late, like 2009, 10, did you get your start?
So I learned how to wake surf in 2009 and started competing in 2010. So it's been a while.
I feel like, too, and obviously you're the elite of the elite now, but do you feel like when you got started, like wake surfing was still very much in its infancy? Like wakeboarding was huge at that time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But wake surfing was...
When I started, it was definitely like people on the lake were like, what is this person doing? Why is their boat leaning over? Because back then you had all the fat sacks filled with water on one side of the boat to make the boat lean. And like boats weren't made for wake surfing back then like they are now. So it was definitely a rare sight to see somebody riding wake surfing.
And it is funny because I was there was 3 or 4 years where I was really heavy into wakeboarding. And then I was in college and it just got tougher and tougher to be on the water and things like that. But we're talking early 2000s and boat technology has come a long way because I remember like, holy crap, the amount of water and ballast tanks and water sacks and stuff like that we had in the back of the boat. I mean, it was like, it was crude. Like you said, like it was like,
yep.
Boat tech is so vastly different nowadays.
Oh, it is insane now. You just press a button and everything's ready to go. The boat's not leaning anymore for wake surfing. It's level. The waves are like twice the size or three times the size they used to be. It's so crazy because now you see like little kids who have started wake surfing who are just doing like amazing, but they've had like the best, you know, they've started with like good waves behind the boat and like all the good technology. So it's cool to see where the sport's going.
Yeah. And you know, what's kind of funny about that is like, I surf, you know, in real life too. Real life. I don't know. That's weird.
But, in real life.
I actually surf on the ocean. Let's put it that way. But like, I'll be in the waves sometimes and I'll be like, these suck. Like, give me a boat. Right. Like, because the boat is so much better than some of the stuff you get out in the ocean, you know, it's like, you know,
Yeah. I surf in the ocean as well. And sometimes I get really frustrated out there because I'm like, finally got a wave and now it's gone. Wake surfing, you just go forever.
Yeah. There's truth to that, you know, in the sitting and, you know, and my daughter, she's 12 and we were in San Diego this year and I was trying to teach her to surf and she's like, Dad, there's a lot of waiting. I'm like, yeah. And then
there is a lot of waiting.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, the wake surfing, you know, I have that. It's just, you know, it's just get and go. And I know it's kind of like me. I've really got into cable park riding the last couple of years on, I can't wakeboard much anymore because of my knees. So I do a lot of wake skating. But I tell you what, cable parks, from when I first started learning to wakeboard and there was the only option was a boat, it's so nice to learn tricks at a cable park because, like, you fall down and 5 seconds later you're back up. And I feel like wake surfing's kind of that way. Like, you can learn tricks, you fall.
Exactly.
Like, if you're trying to learn them in the ocean, you fall and it's like you got to, you know, paddle back out, turn around. Like, there's, like...
Yes, much longer process.
Yeah. So, that being said, I mean, you know, let's talk a little bit because it's been a long time since I've had you on the show, probably 3 or 4 years, I think. But let's kind of jump into kind of where things now, because I know action sports as a whole is kind of, I don't want to say regressed, because I look what skateboarders are doing and BMX riders and the progression is still there. But I mean, like with major sponsorship, things like that, it's kind of regressed a little bit. And there was some massive money 10, 15 years ago that's, you know, there's still money there. But you're a wake surfer. I mean, that's you've got action sports, you've got wake surfing, which is kind of a niche of action sports, but you've been the one person that's really kind of pushed through and been able to get some legit corporate sponsorship. And a lot of it, I think, is, you know, you've done phenomenal on social media. But how is it being, quote unquote, a professional wake surfer? Because you are one of the few, Ashley.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I just spend pretty much most of my time, you know, trying to push the sport, trying to get better. With my riding, as well as, you know, reach out to large companies and try and get some big sponsors, because that's what's going to help push the sport, as well as my channel, which, you know, I'm trying to make wake surfing more known everywhere and get more people into it. So it's just been a constant thing for me since I started, really, that I've just continuously just been pushing at that.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I mean, how, you know, wake surfing, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no major TV packages or anything like that. You know, I'm sure there's some live streaming and things like that that go.
There's not. There actually isn't.
So for a company to come in and be like, all right, we're going to give Ashley X amount of dollars or something like that, like, they're going to rely on your social, because it's not like somebody can tune in on ESPN and watch you just shred behind
a
bow, right? So you, all of it falls on your shoulders to turn around and, you know, show the world what you're doing, you know?
Exactly. It's all through social media. So that is definitely one of the different things with wake surfing than other sports. No, it's not, you know, on TV, and the events aren't like massive, huge events where thousands and thousands of people go to. So it's all relies on social media and, you know, all of that in the boating industry, and just, yeah,
you know,
crazy.
You know, what's crazy to me though, is because we're talking about this and wake surfing, I'm looking at it going, you know, and I'm fortunate, I live on the river here in Parker. So, you know, I've got access to boats and things like that. And I go up to Minnesota a lot, and, you know, and I've got access to boats and water up there, and like, I'm around it. But, you know, the crazy thing is, I look down the list and I can tell you, race car drivers, action sports athletes, like, everyone loves wake surfing. Like, there's not one person that doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it going, how
is
this?
I've definitely noticed that.
Yeah. How is this not 10 times bigger?
Like, 3 years. Like, even like singers, actors, whatever it is, like, everybody has started wake surfing, which is so cool to see that, like, the sport that I love and have been doing for so long, like, is becoming that well known.
Yeah. Well, and I see that, and I go, how is this not bigger? Because everything is there. I mean, you got amazing personalities like you. You've got, I mean, what you do behind a boat is just insane, you know, like, and you've got all these mainstream people who love doing it. And I'm like, how is this not all of a sudden got a TV package? I mean, we got some horrible stuff on television nowadays. Like, how is this not jumped up there? You know, like, it's crazy, you know?
I know. I think it will one of these days. It's just the process of it growing. It's slow, but it's getting there.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be reached out by some insane people. I mean, you're social following. I know, congrats, you just clipped 100,000 followers on Instagram, I think, here, what, a month or two back?
Thank you. Yeah, and it's crazy, because once it hit the 100,000 mark, it seems like it's just growing way quicker now. I think I'm at like 112,000 now.
Oh, wow.
But for a while there, it seemed like pretty stagnant. Like, I would get, you know, a couple every now and then. But ever since it hit the 100, it's been growing fast. So makes me happy.
Yeah. You know what's funny about Instagram? And I don't, you know, there's all kinds of algorithms and stuff like that. But I feel like mine does that too. Like, I, for the longest time, I was in the 40s, and I was like 44, 45. And then all of a sudden, it, within 2 months, it jumped up into the 50s. And then it, like, then for a month or two, nothing happened. And now I'm in the 60s. You know, and I feel like it just, like,
crazy.
I get these weird gaps where it's like Instagram goes on fire and I get all this growth. And then all of a sudden, it's like, pump the brakes. All right. You know, we're going to.
And then it goes away completely. Yeah, same thing when I post certain things. Sometimes I'll post a video, I'm like, wow, this is so cool, like, such a cool edit. And it does, like, it's, like, decent. And then I'll post something that's like, should I even post this? Like, it's not that cool. It does amazing. Like, okay, just never know what you're going to get.
And we're going to continue this conversation with Ashley Kidd. We'll return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got pro wake surfer extraordinaire Ashley Kidd on the line. Before we went to break, Ashley, we're kind of talking about social media and stuff. You know, I want to chime in on your social media following. You know, you built a really organic following that really follows you for hardcore wake surfing content. It's been pretty interesting how you've built your community.
Right. Yeah, I try and just stick to a bunch of wake surfing on my page. Wake surfing, I think I might start getting into posting a little bit more of like my workouts and what I eat, because I've had a lot of people asking me about that. And now that it's winter time pretty much here in Texas, which can be cold some days and then warm the other days. But so I might start posting a little more of that. But yeah, definitely a majority of my page is all wake surfing.
Yeah. Well, in talking about, you know, that, let's jump into the fitness side, you know, because I never really even thought about that. I know real surfing because I've spent a ton of time in the water. I mean, it's crazy the amount of swimming and paddling and things like that. Like, I can go out and surf for 45 minutes and be whooped at the end of it, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Wake surfing, I mean, there's a lot of that.
Definitely fall, one of the best workouts.
Yeah, fall, swim, get your board, like, get back up. Like, I mean, there's a lot of different muscles and things like that you're using. And I'm sure what a session of yours, you're probably in the water for a few hours, right, a day?
I'll usually wake surf for about an hour and then sometimes take a break and ride again. But usually after an hour, since it is so constant, like we were talking about, I'm usually exhausted, and especially if I'm trying new tricks, because then it is like fall, get your board, the boat's already there. So then you get up again and try again. So definitely gets tiring.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been doing some stuff too. Like, you've played around in some wave pools in that, right? I mean, and obviously it's not behind a boat, but, you know, and that's kind of, I guess, would simulate real surfing. I don't want to say real surfing because you know what I mean, like ocean surfing.
But yeah. Ocean surfing. It's crazy because, BSR surf park's like about an hour from my house. So I've been there a couple times. It definitely is so, it's different than surfing in the ocean, way different than wake surfing. But yeah, I would say it is definitely more similar to ocean surfing, but still has a different feel to it.
Yeah. And did something like that or ocean surfing, like, is there a lot of carryover? Like, can you take your wake surfing tricks, apply them to the waves, or can you learn something on the waves and then apply them to wake surfing? I mean, I've always viewed wake surfing as more like being at a skate park, you know what I mean? Because you're, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, is there any crossover?
Actually, I get asked that question a lot. If I'm, like, as good at surfing in the ocean as I am at wake surfing, I'm like, no way. I can surf in the ocean, but as far as my tricks go, I haven't had the time to be out, you know, surfing in the ocean long enough to even figure out how to transfer the tricks over. But I do look at wake surfing as more of like a technical sport. So it'd be like a little bit more like skateboarding and almost even snowboarding. But as it's weird, you would think it would be super similar to surfing, but it's really very different.
Yeah, no.
And I think that, you know, surfing does help. I mean, anything you do on any type of board is going to somewhat give you a whole new perspective for what, you know, I can go snowboard for like a week and come home and wake surf. And I feel like I have a whole new like perspective and understanding.
Yeah. How about skateboarding? You skate at all? I got to think some of like the shove-its and stuff you do, you know, wake surfing. I mean, if you try it on a skateboard to really kind of do that at all?
I actually don't. My brother has tried getting me to skateboard forever. But I gave it about a month one time where I tried, but it never really clicked with me because, you know, I didn't feel as confident trying things when you're falling on concrete as water. So, yeah, just it didn't stick with me.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Concrete's definitely a lot harder than water. Although smacking the water
when
at times hurts.
Yeah, when I go wake surf, you know, I'll try anything, even like a shove. Like I had never even done a shove in my entire life. But wake surfing, I'll try it a million times. Because I'm just going to fall in the water. So I'm like, it's not a big deal. I'm only going like 10 miles an hour.
So here's a question. Obviously, you know, you got an insane Instagram following. You know, you're starting to get a lot of people from different walks of life, different action sports. You know, you talked about, you know, a lot of celebrities now taking up wake surfing. You ever got any crazy DMs or anything like that? Or somebody comment on one of your posts, like somebody you didn't expect, like, holy crap, that person's following me, or they actually saw my posts. Like, you ever get like shell shock from anybody?
Yeah, actually, Ryan Scheckler commented on one of my posts before and started following me. So I was definitely, like, growing up and stuff, everyone knew about Ryan Scheckler. So I was like, what? No way. He wake surfs? He's looking at me wake surfing? That's cool.
That's rad. That's one of those where you gotta send him a message and be like, hey, why don't you come to Austin? I'll take you out on the boat and give you a lesson, man.
Exactly. Right? That would definitely be a cool collaboration.
Yeah, that'd be super rad. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, how do you, you know, with your sponsors, I mean, you've got some heavy hitting sponsors. I mean, you know, you've got boat companies, you've got, you know, Conley, which is massive. You know, how do you approach sponsors? Because I mean, there's a lot of wake surfers, but there's really only a couple that are really worn a big investment like yourself. I mean, that's got to make you feel pretty good. I mean, you know, but I got to think you probably got a lot of options too, right? But I know, even with like Centurion, you've been with them for years. You know, you're very loyal with your partners and things like that. I mean, you know, how do you approach that? I mean, they've got, you know, obviously you're top female wake surfer in the world, right? I mean, they've got to have a legit stake in the game with you.
Yeah, I definitely, like more of the long-term sponsorships. I've been with Centurion for 7 years now, and I just signed with them for 2 more years. So, yeah, the long-term stuff is great. And I think it's all about, you know, communication and making each other happy with what's going on. And I'm always trying to reach out to the big brands and make sure that, you know, they like what I'm putting out, like all my content and whatever they need me to provide. So I think that's one thing that's really helped is just making sure that I'm on top of everything that I do, you know, and not put anything off. I'm just always like trying to get more content, trying to, you know, grow my channel and their channels and their brands.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely doing a hell of a job. So how is this year? I mean, obviously all of us, I know in the racing world, action sports world, everybody's been affected. I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of event cancellations, maybe wake surfing a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you don't have like the massive, massive 50,000 people show up to watch you guys on, you know, on a
exactly.
lake or something. But, you know, how was your season affected this year?
Oh, everything was super weird at first when all the COVID stuff first started happening. Events just kept getting canceled. Like, I had everything booked for my first event of the season, and everything, like all the businesses around here started closing. So I was like, no way, there's no way my season's going to get canceled. And then everything got canceled. And then they figured out, okay, well, we'll do some online events. So I actually had like 5 or 6 online competitions. So basically you would submit a video of you riding for 45 seconds, and it had to start off with the date, and you could only submit between certain time frame. So that was kind of cool because you could try your best wake surf run as many times as you wanted. So that was like, you could submit your best, the best you could ride.
Nice.
Basically. And then, towards the end of the season, like September, October, I actually ended up having nationals and worlds in person. So that was cool that those ended up happening. But, you know, it definitely wasn't the same as normal. The judges weren't like on the boats like they normally are. It was like a video camera on the boat, and then they still judged off of video, but we were all there in person to wake surf.
Nice. Well, I guess that's got to have you excited for this next year to get back to actually normal competitions, right?
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, they actually put the schedule out for next year, and I think we still have quite a bit of online events. World is going to be in person again, and they said there might be more in-person events, but as of right now, they put out all online events again. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm just happy that it's still going on somewhat, you know, because it's still like I'm still competing. So it didn't get taken away completely.
Yeah. It's kind of cool the way they did that and kind of innovated and allowed you guys. And I guess you're really fortunate that, you know, I guess, the term social distancing, you being out on a boat in the middle of the lake, I mean, it's about as distant as you can get, right? So as long as you got a camera, you can still produce content. So
yeah, I teach quite a bit of wake surf lessons. So all of that stuff's still been going on. So luckily the boating industry, you know, in the beginning was pretty – it was affected, but then in the end ended up being one of the busiest seasons.
Yeah. How's the sport, obviously COVID aside, how's it doing? I know you were, for a while, you were doing a lot of international travel and doing some events overseas and things like that. How's the sport doing in places outside of the U.S.?
Oh yeah. It is growing like crazy. Places where I didn't even think people wake surfed, pretty much all over the world, everyone's wake surfing. Definitely growing a lot in Asia and Europe. So it's cool to see everybody out there wake surfing nowadays.
Yeah. And what do you think, like, you know, because I got my – shoot, you want to go back to the beginning. First time I was behind a boat was on a scurf board. Like, we're talking way back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I scurfed way back when. So I don't want to age myself, but I turned 40 this month. But, so actually somebody at the river here about a year ago had one. I looked at it. I'm like, oh, man, this is a throwback from the mid-'80s.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that was my very first time behind a boat, was on a scurf board in the 80s. But what do you think? I feel like wake surfing almost is, you know, taking some of the thunder away from wakeboarding. And, you know, wake skating's always kind of been its own niche. But I feel like, you know, I feel like it's taken some of the thunder away. Like, you know, that used to be the gateway, you know, wakeboarding, stuff like that. But I feel like now a lot of everybody I know is kind of opting for the wake surfboard instead of the wakeboard now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's been what's driving the industry for sure. And that's kind of what's selling boats nowadays, because everyone in the whole family can wake surf. So it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, like, you're not going to get hurt wake surfing. Whereas wakeboarding takes like a certain amount of, you know, commitment in, you know, trying stuff, trying tricks. And wake surfing is a lot easier on your body. So it's, I think that's what's been really, you know, blowing up the sport, is that the entire family can do it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and it, truthfully, there's not a, you know, the consequences aren't as bad. You know, you, like we said, you crash on a wakeboard and I had to stop just because my knees couldn't handle it anymore. You know, and that's why I went to wake skating and doing a little wake surfing. But that's kind of the reason why I did that. But I feel like it's, the consequences aren't as bad. Doesn't mean the skill isn't, you know, just as hard. It just, you know, it's just a little easier on the body, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to wakeboard before I wake surfed. And I know I, like, personally, was afraid to try, like, any crazy trick. So I wasn't ever going to, like, really progress in that sport, because I was like, nope, I don't want to crash. Nope, don't want to do it. And then when I tried wake surfing, like, oh, this is, like, definitely not as scary. So that helped with me being able to progress in the sport.
Well, Ashley, we're up against a time break here, but appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And we'll be back after this on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And that's all we got for hour number one right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got hour number two coming up, though, but always hella fun catching up with Ashley Kidd. You know, that interview actually is uncut in its entirety over there on Project Action. There's a little bit more to that interview. We carry on for quite a while, but you'd want to check out my other show there. It's definitely good stuff with Ashley Kidd. For those of you that are wake surfing fans, and we talk a little bit about off-road and I don't know, a whole lot of other things with that interview. But, yes, thank you to Ashley for calling in. Hour number two, I'm going to have my good friend Natalie Torrance on the line. Used to be Natalie Janke, married to Top Fuel world champ Steve Torrance. She is going to be up here on hour number two. We're going to be talking about motorsports marketing, social media, how to differentiate yourself, how to grow your personal brand. And it's a hell of a lot of fun and very, very informational anytime you get Natalie on the line. Somebody I trust, you know, to pick her brain, and really just a very, very good friend of mine. So really stoked to have Natalie on the show, and a whole hell of a lot more to come out of her, you know, coming up in, you know, the very, very near future. So thank you to Ashley Kidd and Natalie up next on the show. Before we get into hour number two, though, do definitely want to mention our good friends there at Fistful of Bourbon. Check out their new bourbon, as well as our friends at iRacing, PR-Jim Beaver. That will get you 50% off there at iRacing's website. So, yes, we are going to continue continue to crank on the iRacing content over the holidays and a whole heck of a lot more. That coming up in hour number two, though, Natalie Torrance, and we got a whole lot more coming at you next year as well. But we're going to take a short break. Be back with more after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels, the Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Hour number two upon us here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And yes, it is going to be an epic show. Let's talk a little bit about Christmas. Let's just jump into things. Let's talk about Christmas, man. I want to know what you guys are doing over the holidays. You know, obviously, it's easy to say, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah, everybody wants a Razor, right? I want an iPad, want a MacBook. I want to know what you guys are doing over the holidays. That's more interesting to me, right? Are you guys going to go camping? You're going to be out in the desert with your Razors? You going to see family? You know, you taking a vacation for the holidays, like staying the hell away from family? Like, I like to know everybody's individual holiday routine. Because, you know, there's two holidays. There's Christmas and there's New Year's. You do the same thing. You do something different. Like, to me, that's the bigger story around Christmas, right? And by the way, I'm a massive Christmas music fan. It goes back to my grandfather, who was a massive Christmas music fan. But I am a massive fan of the holidays, especially of Christmas, things like that. So I would like to know what you guys are doing over the holidays. You know, it's kind of a fun time of year. Obviously, we're going to take a couple of weeks off on the show. We'll have some greatest hits going on Project Action. But I want to know what you guys are doing over the holidays. And, should make for a fun social media conversation. So hit me up. Let me know what you're doing. And that being said, we are continuing to crank along here on the show. Want to give a shout out to my boy, Jason Ellis. And he is no longer with SiriusXM. Obviously, we air there. And, you know, a phenomenal relationship we've got with SiriusXM and Sports Byline. But I want to kick a little plug out. He's got a new podcast going on, and he is killing it over there. Hoping to have him as a guest. guest on our show at some point in the very near future to talk about his new show. But he's got a podcast going on. Moved the Jason Ellis Show into the podcast format. He has supported this show endlessly, helped with our growth, always a guest on the show. He's a good friend of mine. So definitely got to throw a shout out to our boy Jason Ellis with his new show. Go and check it out. Apple Podcasts, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Listen in. Same crew, just different place to get it. So big shout out to Jason Ellis and our good friends over there at the Jason Ellis Show on everything they got going on. So, yes, we are going to take a short break. We come back. My good friend Natalie Torrance. Yes, Natalie is going to be on the show, and we're going to be dissecting the world of motorsports marketing, social media, and who knows, probably the NHRA and a whole lot more right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by, you guessed it, Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands-down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Like to welcome one of my guests to the show. We're probably going to air this in a couple different shows, so I'm not going to say which show, but probably Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show. But I am floating on cloud nine because I just had some really good news. But I've got even better news. My very, very close and good friend, Natalie Torrance, actually feels really – I think that's the first time I've actually ever said that. Normally it was Natalie Janky, but Natalie Torrance to the show. Welcome, Nat.
Thank you.
Yeah, it just kind of rolls off the tongue like that. I don't know. How is life? How's things with you in Texas?
Oh, everything is going great. You know, still feeling like I'm on a honeymoon. Steve and I got married in May, and then we found out that we're expecting a baby in August, or we We found out in August we're expecting a baby April of 2021. So I, too, am on cloud nine. You know, hearing Natalie Torrance is, you know, it kind of makes me red in the face. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm married. All in all, everything is so great. And in my personal life, it's just really, really been blessed in 2020.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, looking at things, this is actually kind of got to be a weird off season for you, because we'll jump into your career and a bunch of stuff, and that's why you're around. But you and I are just going to shoot the crap for a little bit. But this has to be a weird off season, because normally things wrap up with NHRA, and then like 2 months later, you guys are back racing, you know, again in Pomona. This year, they kind of pumped the brakes. Things are getting a little bit later to start. It's got to be weird for you having an actual long off season, right?
It almost felt like we were living a normal life in 2020, as weird as that sounds, as everybody is freaking out about the pandemic. But the racing season started in February. They got two races in, and then it was closed for the pandemic starting in March at the Gator Nationals. And then we had this four-month break and didn't come back until July, and then continued on with the rest of the season, had 11 races and just finished at the beginning of November. So, you know, we were at home, we were developing what a weekend week would be without traveling. Normally we travel 24 weekends a year. If we're only drag racing, you know, you can sprinkle in some other events here and there, you know, depending on the year. But, we actually had some normalcy, established ourselves on the home front in East Texas, found out that we really did love each other, you know, by spending all that time together. Even amidst the pandemic, we traveled to Florida with our dearest friends. We got married, and we spent some well-needed rest at home.
Yeah, it's probably got you guys re-energized. Like, I know me, it's kind of been weird. Like, I get kind of... You don't want to say cabin fever, but at some point it's like, man, everything that was normal is not there. Like, I need to go back to a racetrack. As much as, like, at some point, like, I don't want to say I don't ever appreciate my job, because I absolutely appreciate my job. But sometimes you're like, man, it would be nice to have a free weekend. And now that you're at home and you've got all these free weekends and you're like, man, it really would be nice to be back at a racetrack, right?
Yeah, we felt the same way, mostly because we miss all of our friends. When you travel as much as you do, your friends that you make are at the racetrack, and so not being able to see them, you know, was definitely a bummer. But you know, being able to keep up on social media and all the other platforms that may be has been nice. But once we got back to racing, it was a well-accepted to see all of our friends.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's what's weird about us that travel. You know, we've got, like, our traveling families, and I don't know how to put that into perspective to people, but it's like, yeah, it's not just friends we travel with. It ends up being, like, you're just kind of your close-knit, like, traveling family. I mean, you spend so much time with them, you know, that at some point it's like, man, it's kind of weird not having them, you know. But you really, like, you go through a lot when you're on the road that much and things like that. And these are the people there that kind of keep you propped up and things like that. And it's tough to explain somebody that hasn't lived, like, the gypsy lifestyle that we do. But at some point it's like you start missing those people, you know.
Funny thing is that we live across the street from my parents-in-law and we don't really see them outside of racing. So when we travel, I mean, when we go to the racetrack, we are with them for 3 days straight, and then we'll come home, have, you know, a 3 or 4 day break, and then go back and spend time with them. And so it actually, you know, we went probably a month and a half, 2 months without seeing each other. And I think that was the longest that it's been since I've been in this family. And it was wow, you know, it was amazing how much racing brought us together, not only as an extended family, but as an immediate family.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the start. I want to talk more racing with you, but we got you on kind of to talk about your career in racing and motorsports. And I guess kind of let's go back, because you've got your own company. You know, you handle social media and marketing for some of the NHRA's biggest stars. So, you know, you've got some street credentials, Natalie, but let's go back and see, because you've got a journey that is a little bit different. I mean, you kind of got started, like, kind of your gateway into this whole racing thing, right? Was through NHRA, correct? And Harley Davidson?
That's correct. When I was 17, 18 years old, I was, I guess it would be 18. I was sitting in class during my freshman year of college, and I heard these big, loud noises. I was going to the University of Laverne at the time, and thought, oh my gosh, what's going on over there? And did a little recon and saw, oh, it's drag races and it's a big event. I wonder if there's an opportunity to make some money. And ended up, you know, doing some searching online and got mixed up with a marketing agency that needed temporary staff. And they happened to need temporary staff for Harley Davidson Motor Company. It wasn't a particular dealership. It was the brand right out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so at this time, it was about 2008, I did temporary work for them at the drag races in Pomona, California, where the races started and stopped at that time, February and November. So I would see the same people reoccurring at both events, both in the winter and in the fall. And that went on for about 2 years until I got offered a full-time position to travel the NHRA circuit with Harley Davidson Motor Company again, the big parent company out of Milwaukee. And at that time, I didn't really understand what I was signing up for. I just thought, you know, I'm teaching motorcycle education. I'm capturing, you know, lead generation, helping assist selling motorcycles, teaching people how to ride motorcycles, and really developed a passion for people as well as a passion for the brand and being able to see what the actual consumer's passion was like for a particular brand. I mean, it's not every day you find somebody who is in love with a brand, right? You know, I don't love my toothpaste. I don't love my hairbrush, but I love my Harley Davidson motorcycle. And through that, I worked with them for about 10 years traveling the NHRA circuit, additionally going to Daytona, Sturgis, Laconia, several open houses for the motor company, and really developed myself as a staple in their promotional department. You know, we would travel to all these events, you'd see familiar faces. Again, you talk about passion for the brand. And that is what really led me to develop my own passion of helping small businesses of what I do now, because of the passion that I experienced not only from that brand, but from the customers. And to see, you know, how important customer service is and how important brand extension is, that is all that what I learned from Harley Davidson.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation, but we got to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver and Natalie Torrance here. Now, Natalie, you know, we were kind of talking about Harley Davidson. Well, during this time, you must have just really fallen in love with the sport of NHRA.
Well, we started the conversation talking about family and talking about travel and how your family becomes the people that you travel with weekend in and weekend out. And you know, for somebody like me who's very social, it was all about, you know, I didn't want to feel lonely. So, of course, over the 10 years of working with Harley Davidson and traveling the NHRA circuit, you begin to meet people and develop friendships and, of course, learn how to speak their language. 15 years ago, I couldn't have told you what a hole shot was. I couldn't have told you what reaction time was. Couldn't have told you what an elapsed time was. But as you start to be exposed to these people in this world, you learn and you develop knowledge that you realize is different from motorcycles and different from what you may have known before. And so I've learned the language, and you know, being an outgoing person, met the right people to be given the right opportunity. I was with Harley Davidson for 10 years and was looking for something different. While I was working for Harley, I've always believed in education. I have a bachelor's in business administration. I went back and I got my master's degree in innovative marketing strategy. And so I was really trying to build myself to be a pivotal role within the motor company. And unfortunately, in 2015, the opportunity didn't come to be able to make myself that valuable position. But the opportunity did come to start my own company with Gray Motorsports, which currently is Tanner Gray, Taylor Gray, their father Shane Gray, and their grandfather Johnny Gray, who were big in pro stock car racing, but have now moved over to the NASCAR side. And so I was with them, helped launch Tanner Gray's career in drag racing. He went on later the next year to win a championship, and I went on to build my brand and my PR and marketing to represent all of the top tier champions in the NHRA.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of a little understated there, but I think, you know, with a company like that, starting your own company, I kind of want to talk through that, because a lot of us want to do that, and a lot of people decide they want to do that, and then a lot of people get into it and find out how ridiculously hard it is to do that. And for you, like, I look at your client list now, and we don't necessarily need to run through them all, because, you know what I mean, I know that's not you to kind of wave the banner on who you represent and things like that, but I mean, Natalie, I mean, this is, you've had to work your ass off to get where you're at, because, I mean, I know the people that you work with and handle social media for and work on public relations and things like that. I mean, you know, and that's no easy feat. Something like that's really tough, because you have to have a diverse client list, because one person doesn't pay the bills. You got to have 5, 6, 7, 8 to start making real money. I mean, that had been pretty rough going right out of the box.
Well, you definitely have to want it as bad as you breathe. And that means all the time, every day, 24/7, because just like you said, you work for yourself and the only person you can rely on is yourself. I also have a really great support system and attribute a lot of my success to the foundation building that I've done over the last 15 years. I've never closed a door. I've never burned a bridge. I've always tried to be helpful, keep a clean reputation, not do wrong by anybody, because you never know when you're going to have to cross back over that bridge, or you're going to have to extend that olive branch to ask for an opportunity. And at the same time, you have to be willing to take the risk and ask. I mean, if you're not asking, nothing is ever going to happen. Also, you know, you have to be very respectful, because you never know whose feet you're going to step on or who was there before you. And so I feel very blessed to have, you know, the support system that I do. It hasn't been easy. And I feel like just now I'm getting to the point to where I need to ask for help and guidance and really kind of even build out my team a little bit further.
Yeah, and that's the tough part of brand building and things like that. You get to the point where you kind of get overwhelmed, because you've got so much. I mean, now you've got a husband, you've got a baby on the way. I mean, there's a lot you've got to think about, and you know, and those hours where you could work till 2 a.m, 3 a.m, you know, you're starting to see those slip away a little bit. Going, I'm going to have some other commitments, and that's got to be kind of one of the tough things, is to actually find the right person that fits into your little business, you know what I mean, and bring them in and have that trust factor where you can open up what you do to somebody else. I mean, you know, having that kind of vulnerability when you've built this baby of your own, that's not easy, Natalie.
I am feeling all of those feelings that you just mentioned, Jim. You know, you talk about finding that right person. And not only do I represent athletes, but I also represent small businesses. So if we, you know, we look at each athlete as a small business, they are currently working every single day to build their brand, increase their visibility, and it's their name that's on the line. Like I said, whether we're talking about athletes or small businesses, and they're entrepreneurs. So they are willing to put in the time and effort that it takes to work hard to experience success as well. So it's a very motivating, positive environment, and it definitely takes the right person to kind of fit right in there that has that same mentality. Because if you don't have that mentality and you don't want it as bad as you breathe, it's just not going to be the right fit. And so finding those right people that also take direction really well and can learn my style is very important.
Yeah. So, you know, all that being said, obviously, you know, this has been a weird year for motorsport, and we had this big gap. And I know, you know, I think digital, there's a lot of old school racers and a lot of old school business people. They still have been reluctant in the internet age and social media and things like that to really dive in. And I think we learned something and you know, this year. And I think you and I, you know, we've talked off air about it, but it's been a really trying and taxing year. I mean, we've seen some of the top NHRA programs, you know, call it quits for this year and decide to come back next year and things like that. I mean, you know, this has been really, really hard because now we don't have 50,000 people at a track. We don't have television time. We don't have a lot of things, you know. So that digital footprint, the things that you and I specialize in, they become that much more important. They've always been important, but I think a lot of people now realize, like, man, you know, the people that have that digital footprint and they've done things right, they've got a leg up on everybody else who haven't. And, I mean, you know, I got to think you've probably fielded a lot of calls this year with people going, man, maybe, you know, maybe now's the time to call Natalie, you know, and invest in this whole digital side of things.
It's amazing. We can never discredit the power of personal connection. I mean, meeting with somebody in person and being able to talk and hug and feel each other's energy. I mean, we can never discredit that. That is so powerful. But we've had to come up with ways and alternatives to be able to feel even a fraction of those feelings that we feel when we're physically together. And you're exactly right. The digital age in 2020 has just blown up. How do we communicate? How do we reach our audience? No longer do we have demographic information about people that are coming to an event because there aren't events being held. So how do we find the people who love drag racing, the people who, you know, love to eat good food, the people who, you know, how do we find our people? And that's been a really big challenge in 2020 for the people and the brands that I work with. And you're absolutely correct. And my business has just boomed over 2020 because I'm physically able to help these businesses or these athletes connect and be able to drive more business or create more value for their particular sponsors or brands or whoever they're affiliated with. And I never would have thought that, I mean, something like this would have happened that would cause this to occur, like a pandemic. But it's truly remarkable the amount of importance that connecting with people digitally has brought about in 2020.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, that being said, I mean, what, you know, obviously the, you know, everything that we're going through right now with this pandemic, I mean, it's still kind of a little bit undecided heading into next year. I mean, it's still there. We're on this, whatever they call it, second wave, third wave. I don't know. You and I are fortunate. I live in Arizona. You live in Texas. We're kind of in a couple of Wild West states where we're a little bit more loose on things than a lot of the others, which I'm very fortunate to be in one of these two states. But, you know, how are you viewing 2021? Obviously, NHRA schedule is going to be a little bit different. You know, what are you thinking, you know, about next year? Because I think, you know, as much as things may at some point go back to normal, I feel like we've learned a lot this year that probably has changed us as not only as motorsports, you know, I guess people in the motorsports industry, but as a country as a whole.
Well, I have to be optimistic only from the conversations that I've had with the powers that may be, whether it's NHRA, whether it be marketing partners. You know, everybody is looking for a better 2020. moment that that ball drops in New York, if that's even going to happen, you know, it's almost people are feeling like a light switch is going to go off and all of a sudden we have a cure for coronavirus and away we go. No more masks, no more social distancing, and we can get together with, you know, 100,000 of your favorite friends. So, I mean, I think 2021, everybody's looking very optimistic, but we've learned so much in 2020. And it really has to do with connecting with people. At the events that were held this year, it was very limited attendance, and the power of social media was stronger than ever. The way that you connect with people, the way that you connect with athletes, the way you connect with the sport was all happening virtually. And I think that a lot of that is still going to carry over into 2021 just because of consumer confidence. You know, everybody is made to be really afraid of getting sick, regardless if there's an antidote to cure coronavirus or not. I think consumer confidence isn't going to be at an all-time high like we've seen it in the past. So as far as people attending events, I really don't think that we're going to see, you know, a huge, huge increase in people trying to gather together. So as far as the digital space, I think it's still going to be increasingly important for engaging with your favorite driver or your sport or having some kind of interaction that isn't physical contact to be able to, you know, have that experience, whether it be, you know, in venue or with that athlete or with that particular business. And businesses and athletes haven't switched to an online presence, they're almost behind the eight ball, and they need to get there quick.
Well, I completely agree with you there. And with that, we are going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to return with more with Natalie Torrance right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't go anywhere. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here with my great friend, Natalie Torrance. We've been talking about, you know, a little bit about NHRA media, marketing, social media, and branding. And I got a little story for you, Natalie. I was just talking with a company before this call, and you know, we were talking, and they launched a new brand in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic, and it got pushed back a few months, and they ended up launching. But they said, you know, this is really, really tough for us because normally they'd be doing out-of-in activations at things like NHRA or NASCAR or, you know, or baseball games or anything where there's large gatherings, concerts, things like that. And they go, you know, it's been really weird because we're an older company, and everything we would ever do to launch a new brand or a new product line, we can't do now. So it's got these companies that have been highly successful, I mean, beyond successful, for years, now having to rethink everything they have ever done. And it's actually kind of an interesting concept. I guess me on the geeky side, I get excited because I feel like now everybody's starting from ground zero, and you know, and everybody's got a chance to be equals now, you know. And it's like, let's see who's smart this go around. We don't have 100 years of doing things a certain way to fall back on. But I don't know. It's really, I think, as we learned in 2020, a lot of things got interesting. I mean, things like Zoom we'd never even heard of. And now all of a sudden it's probably one of the most frequented websites in the world. But, you know, I'm looking at things, you know, from a standpoint going, man, creative types like you and I, Natalie, I mean, we got a chance to really possibly capitalize on this just because You know, if you can think outside of the box, I think you know, there's a lot of success to be had.
I think that is such a valid point. There is, and now more than ever, there is no idea that is a bad idea. And, you know, you and I have talked about your Polaris Star Car idea, how it was coming up with, oh, I love to race, and how do I incorporate racing with some kind of additional visibility? And so now more than ever, the creative juices can flow and they can be heard, you know, as opposed to, should I say this? Should I not say this? And no idea is a dumb idea. And that leads to the optimism that I feel about 2020 and the people that I work with. I've brought ideas. You know, I've started to do some live streaming several times a week with some of my athletes. And I've had some off the wall ideas, but it's really about how do you add value to your sponsors and how do you get people to tune in? And so these off the wall ideas that people haven't heard of are like, oh, well, let me check this out. Let me see what's going on. And they're actually highly successful because nobody's done it before.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing, whether you're talking about whatever you're talking about, you know, I think it's really a lot of people steer clear. Oh, nobody's ever done that. It must not work. Well, just because nobody's ever done that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means nobody's ever tried that. And I've always found success in places where people haven't tried things. And I think, you know, in regards to social media and digital marketing, I mean, you look at a guy, I mean, you want to talk motorsports, the biggest name in the world right now is Ken Block, you know, has been for a few years, you know, and Ken, he's constantly trying things nobody else has done, and he's found, you know, a whole lot of success with it. You know, that being said, Natalie, let's put you on the spot. You're a digital, you're a PR person. Natalie Jenke's got Natalie Inc., and you've got like $100 million to spend. Give me two or three people you've seen in the motorsports world that really kill it with their social media.
Oh, I mean, Haley Deegan is right up there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not even in my wheelhouse, but man, I've just seen her completely blow up over the last couple of years. You know, she is so entertaining and she is so dedicated to her people. And, you know, a day in the life, and you can turn into her social media and it's a day in the life of her life every single day. I think she does a really great job. You know, and that's being a woman in a male dominated industry. And she's not even at the peak of her racing career yet. That is by far, you know, somebody in motorsports. You know, I look at Leah Pritchett. She does a really good job in NHRA drag racing at making sure she is constantly out there in front of her fans, in front of her people, connecting, communicating. And all this has to do is time. So, you know, and both happen to be women and at this male dominated industry. So as far as Maybe because I'm a woman and Leah's my friend and you know, Haley is in my face. I think those two would be right up there. I mean, I'd have some money left over that I probably could split between some others, but you know, those would be really two strong candidates. And it's really because of their dedication to constantly being out there and the time. I work with a lot of athletes that will give me the time if I ask, but it's not a constant thing, and consistency is key, and to be able to see both of them on there as consistent as possible would be where I'd want to put my money.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with either one of those. I mean, you know, I'm looking at things too going, you know, you mentioned two strong female personalities in the motorsport space. I mean, obviously you're a female that's worked in motorsport. And I've made this observation the past couple of years, and I've said it because I really, truly have seen changes happen in motorsport, specifically in the past 5 years, where, you know, women are really, you know, being approached as equals, which is, it's a phenomenal time. And NHRA has been a massive part of that. And I respect the hell out of what NHRA has done with their female competitors, you know, and creating an equal platform. But I feel like sometimes women in motorsport, they've had to work so much harder than men to get to the same level that I feel like they appreciate things just a little bit more. And I'm not taking anything away from any of the male competitors, but I feel like they know how hard they had to work, how much extra harder they had to work. And I feel like, so, you know, things like social media, they put just a little bit more effort in, you know what I mean? Because they value those sponsorships and those dollars and where they're at just a hair more than maybe some of the guys do, Natalie.
I completely agree, but I also think that it is a confidence thing. You know, being confident to be able to put content out there for the world to see is hard to do. And that's really why people come to me, is because they aren't confident. They don't know the things to post. They don't know, can't come up with ideas. They want to have some kind of buffer between them and fans, even though it's imaginary and the only people who know that there's a buffer there is me and them. And so when you develop that confidence and you are told you are good enough and you receive so much positive affirmation, I definitely think that adds to the consistency of being able to put content out there. And even though they have had to work harder, I think that they've been given more positive affirmation than, say, a male has because they are a female.
Yeah, I agree. Along those lines, I guess, you know, as we kind of wrap things up here, Natalie, what's the holidays looking like for you?
Oh, well, I mean, we are big Christmas people. I'm not somebody who changes the pillows or the sheets or has decorations for any other season other than Christmas. So, you know, we have the Christmas tree out, the presents, the garland, the gate is decorated, the wreaths with the lights are out. My mother-in-law, like I said, she lives across the street. Her house turns into Santa's village. So we really enjoy this time, and it's really the feeling and the spirit of Christmas, the Christmas music, the cheer that you have, you know, being able to call an old friend and just catch up, that's really, really, really special. We're also, you know, in the midst of Christmas, we're also preparing, a baby nursery because we get back to racing in March and the baby's due in April. So it's a busy time, you know, catering to my clients, preparing for Christmas, trying to enjoy some Christmas, and then also getting ready for, you know, me and Steve's first baby, my parents-in-law, their first grandbaby. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for you too, because being really good friends with your husband, like, I feel like he's got to be ridiculously hard to shop for because he's kind of got everything, and probably what he doesn't have, he just buys, right?
Yes, he's the man who has everything, but there are some things that he doesn't buy himself, or there are things throughout the year that I see or we experience together that he says, oh, that would be great if I had this or I had that, and he doesn't buy them for himself. So I have to make sure that I remember throughout the year to prepare for Christmas. He doesn't ask for a lot. He's actually his love language is service. So he really appreciates a clean house or a good cooked meal or, you know, making him something that took some kind of time investment. You know, for somebody who has a lack of time, that can be pressures on, but, you know, he really likes sweet gestures and, you know, acts of kindness, really.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, it is always fun catching up with you. Appreciate having you on the show this week. And we need to do this a little more often, especially once NHRA season starts cranking up.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. You know, it's just so nice to be able to have these conversations and talk across boundary lines. You know, what's going on in your world, what's going on in my world, and then mixing it all together.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I guess for anybody that may need a PR representative or social media person, I know there's quite a few racers out there listening. Give us your details, Natalie. How can they get a hold of you?
So my business is called Innovative Creation Experts, ICE. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. You can also email me at info@innovativecreationexperts.com. My website is innovativecreationexperts.com. I'm always available, and you don't have to be in drag racing. You can be in any form of racing. If you just want to talk through your program or need some kind of advice, give me a call, send me an email. We can talk it through. I mean, I'm not going to charge you for picking up your phone call. I think it's really important that you have an ally and you have somebody that you either can develop trust with or feel like can give you some good advice and take it from there.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, I appreciate the time once again, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Man, you want to talk about the mother load of information there. If you're a racer, an influencer, somebody just wants to grow your social media following for not only yourself or your brand or your business, man, that was an information dump to the 10th level there with Natalie Torrance. But I got to tell you, she knows what she's doing. Definitely worth the follow on social media. Chances actually are you're probably already following an account that she manages, that she's helping. So, yes, she's got her hands in a lot of things, and many of which you probably don't even realize. But she's the real deal. She knows what she's doing. She gets it. She understands it. And I got to tell you, definitely a great, great amount of knowledge and wealth of knowledge there in that interview. So looking forward to having her back again sometime. And once the world gets right, it'd be great to get her feedback on, when events start rolling again. We talked a lot about, differentiating yourself when things go bad, but how about when things are going good, right? Great opportunities in the past year for people who were creative, I think we've seen, some people do really, really well during the pandemic. But yes, thank you, Natalie Torrance, for taking the time to call into the show. That's our last interview for the day. We do got one segment left, so we are going to take a short commercial break here. And when we come back, it's going to be time to wrap things up on not only today's show, but our last show of 2020. And yes, we'll be back after the new year, but we'll be back with more right after this break, right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you, but you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And we're back here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to all you guys for an epic 2020 on the show. Yes, I know when things go bad and we have a year like we did with the pandemic, a lot of people moved to the digital space, and listenership was very, very solid this year. And I thank you guys for the support. Thanks to all our guests who have tuned in, all of our amazing partners. We'll be back with even more next year. My promise, absolutely, we will be back with more. Like I said at the opening, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media if you want to give us a little bit of feedback and insight. On guests and suggestions for next year, always, always looking for that. Big thanks once again to all of our partners, Gentle Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, GSBX TV Axles, Optimus, and Fistful of Bourbon, as well as iRacing. Thank you, guys. Dirtfish, it's at JimBeaver15, or just JimBeaver15. That'll get you 15% off at Dirtfish, PR-JimBeaver. That will get you 50% off at iRacing. And, Yeah, once again, I'm at JimBeaver15 on social media. The website is downanddirtyshow.com. And yes, I know our website is down right now. We've got an all-new one being rolled out. We're supposedly supposed to make it happen January 1st. So, yes, we are working on that. We're very well aware that the site is down. And, yeah, we should have a whole lot of goodness coming back with a lot of amazing written content, things like that. I just want to wish you guys a very happy holiday season. Regardless of what you're doing, please be safe. Enjoy your time with your families, whether you're got extended families there or just your core family. Man, enjoy it. Hopefully 2021 is a lot better year for all of us. But I sincerely appreciate you guys supporting the show for 10 years now. We'll be 10th year next year. And, you know, wouldn't be here without you guys and you listeners. So have a great holiday season. And, yeah, we'll see you next year right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.